This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. What did you use the last time you washed your hands? Now, if you answered plain soap and water, then you're probably in better shape than those of you who answered antibacterial soap. Why is that? Well, the Food and Drug Administration has determined that antibacterial soaps likely cause more damage than good, both to human health and to the health of the environment. As such, the FDA has set September of this year as an end date for the manufacture of soap products that contain the compounds triclosan and triclocarbon. My guest this morning is Melissa Cooper-Sargent, and Melissa is the Green Living Resources Director at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's start with the human health issue. What evidence is there that antibacterial soaps are having an impact on our health?
Well, there's been a lot of research on the hormonal effects of triclosan in that it affects our endocrine system, and there's other research that has shown that it possibly might affect other systems in our body as well.
Yeah, I'd heard neurological effects and potentially the cause of liver cancer.
Yes.
Is it being absorbed through our pores because most of the soap is washed away when we rinse, or might the remnants be digested when we touch our food?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know exactly how we ingest it. I believe it could be both dermally as it's, you know, on our hands. The reason why the FDA was wanting to take some action on the product is because we are exposed to it in so many different ways. It's in so many different products. It's in the dust in our homes, even. So there's many different ways that we might just be breathing it in our own homes. It's also in our toothpaste. It's also in maybe a lunchbox. It could be in kitchen utensils. It could be in any number of things that's in our home.
So are they proposing a ban for just antibacterial soaps, or are they banning triclosan in all manufactured products?
Only for hand and body soaps that are meant to be used with water. And this is the FDA rule. So this does not affect our household cleaners. It could still be in your all-purpose spray or your floor cleaner, or it could be in your toothpaste still. So it's just your hand and body soaps.
Does that include wipes and hand sanitizers, or are those considered separate?
Those are separate.
So let me ask you this. If triclosan is suspected of causing all of these neurological and endocrine issues, why would it still be allowed in other products? What is the thinking?
Well, there's different agencies that rule the different products. So the FDA is in charge of soaps, of cosmetics products. So hand soap is considered a cosmetic, whereas the EPA is in charge of household cleaners. So this is a FDA rule.
So as an environmentalist, would you consider this a starting point for the triclosan conversation?
Yes. Yes, definitely. And it's one that's been over 20 years in the making. There have been groups that have been raising the flag about the dangers of triclosan for over 20 years, and it was finally a lawsuit, really, that jump-started the FDA to take this action.
As you well know, Melissa, keeping sterile is vitally important in hospital and healthcare settings. Will the antibacterial agents in these hand soaps be banned there as well?
No, this is just for home use, so this does not affect anything that's going on in a hospital setting.
I will note that the American Cleaning Institute, which represents the $30 billion a year cleaning products industry, they oppose any further regulation of triclosan, noting that it's been regulated by governmental bodies around the world and has a long track record of being used safely. It's a contention, it says, is supported by multitudes of science-based risk analysis studies. So where is the disconnect between that stance and the stance the FDA is now taking?
They're, you know, supporting their product line and what they feel is going to benefit their company. So the FDA is looking at consumer health and environmental health as well. And so they've looked at a lot of studies, and simply, I guess the baseline is that they asked the manufacturers to show that their product was more effective than plain soap and water, and they could not do that. And the fact that there are health risks associated with their product, then therefore the benefits do not outweigh the risks. And that's basically what FDA and EPA look at a lot of times. They know that there's risks with products, but do the benefits outweigh the risks? And in this instance, the answer was no.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Melissa Cooper-Sargent. Melissa is the Green Living Resources Director at the Ecology Center. We've been talking about the human health dangers of the compounds found in antibacterial soaps and why the FDA is making sure those soaps no longer make it to store shelves. As we continue our conversation, you have to wonder if it's bad for us. It has to be bad for other animals and the ecosystems on which they depend, right? So, Melissa, when these compounds get washed down the drain or otherwise disposed of in the environment, is there documentable evidence it's having an impact?
Yes. There is a green screen test that's been done to compile all the research that's been done on regarding triclosan. And they find that it is highly toxic to aquatic organisms. So in algae in particular, in which algae is the building block of the food chain for the aquatic environment, and it's also toxic to some fish. Then also when it gets down, so when we use the soap, and we wash our hands, it goes down the drain. It's not filtered out by our wastewater treatment plants. They're not looking for it. They're not trying to filter it out. And so most of it goes through and into our rivers and our waterways. And in fact, it has been found in our surface waters, both in the Great Lakes and in rivers across the country.
And if I understand it correctly, when triclosan makes it to the waterways and is then exposed to sunlight, it helps form dioxins, which
That's
is a known
correct.
Toxic carcinogen.
Yes. There are many different forms of dioxin. Some are known to be carcinogen. So that's of concern because not just for the aquatic organisms, but then we are drawing from those waterways for our
right,
drinking
water.
Right.
It touches every aspect of the food chain at that point.
Yes.
So again, man-made compounds, man-made problems. Some of these products are going to disappear from store shelves, others will not. As consumers, if we want to avoid contact with triclosan and triclocarbon, what should we look for?
So the product has to say kills germs or antibacterial, one of those two phrases on the front part of the product. You can also always turn it around to the backside, and you will see an active ingredient. So if you're looking at a regular cosmetic, you just have an ingredient list. But if you have an over-the-counter drug, which products that contain triclosan or triclocarbon are over-the-counter drugs, it has to list the active ingredient. And that's where you will see triclosan or triclocarbon or another antibacterial chemical. And I have to say, the majority of hand soaps do have antibacterial products or ingredients in them. So you really have to look. You're probably buying them without even realizing it. If you're not searching for it, you're likely still purchasing it.
So what soap do you use?
What soap do I use? I use a regular plain bar soap, and I also use Dr. Bronner's liquid soap, which is a Castile soap. So those are the two soaps I have in my home.
And neither one of which will contain any of these compounds.
That is correct, because we simply don't need it. And they're also finding that, in general, our overuse of antibacterial products is leading to increase in allergies and asthma. There's that concern that if we clear out all of the bacteria in our environment and even in our bodies, we're also clearing out the beneficial bacteria. And in our digestive system, we rely on bacteria for digestion. And so if we're killing the beneficial bacteria along with the bad bacteria, then we are weakening our immune systems.
So back to basics, straight soap and water.
Right.
Melissa, thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome.
That is Melissa Cooper-Sargent, the Green Living's Resources Director at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.